vote counting has started in the French presidential election. Nearly 80% of more than 44 million eligible voters have cast their ballots. Exit polls have put the Socialist Party candidate François Hollande ahead of the incumbent Nicolas Sarkozy. The two are expected to face a runoff on May the 6th. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has met with Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in Tehran. During the visit, Iran's president says Tehran and Baghdad should maintain their independence to be able to foil enemy plots that seek to create tension. The Iraqi Prime Minister had earlier held talks with other senior Iranian officials. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says bullying powers are hostile toward the nation because it's a source of inspiration for the popular uprisings in the Middle East and North Africa. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei also criticized the bullying powers for using their armies to advance their political agendas worldwide. Egypt has announced that it will stop supplying Israel with natural gas. Egypt's national gas company says it has scrapped its deal with Tel Aviv due to violations of contractual obligations. In a 2005 deal, Egypt agreed to export 20 billion cubic meters of gas to the Israeli market for 20 years. In Bahrain, regime forces have attacked protesters near the Martyrs Square in the capital Manama amid the Formula One race. Activists say police used shotguns against the protesters. Protests have further escalated since Saturday when the body of an activist killed by regime forces was found. Australia's Parliament Speaker steps down amid claims of harassment and fraud. Peter Slipper is accused of improper behavior with a former male employee and the misuse of taxpayer money. He has denied the allegations, but if proved, the scandal could further undermine Prime Minister Julia Gillard's tenuous grip on power. Powerful explosions at a chemical plant in southwestern Japan have killed at least one person and injured 22 others. The incident took place early Sunday local time. The blasts broke the windows of some 200 buildings nearby. The plant was reportedly experiencing technical problems prior to the incident. And Myanmar's main opposition party is expected to boycott Monday's opening session of parliament. NLD says the party's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, and the rest of the newly elected lawmakers will not attend the debut. This is due to a row over the wordings of MP's oath of office.